The Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Arthur and the visiting Earl of Essex Prince Edward have jointly presented the gold category of the 2016 Head of State Award to 96 young Ghanaians at the Flagstaff House in Accra, also known as the Duke of Edinburgh Award. The award seeks to develop the potential and leadership qualities of the youth. The gold award is the ultimate prize after successfully undertaking a number of tasks across the country in a number of years. Vice President Emesa-Arthur also congratulated the award winners and urged them to continue to be good ambassadors of their communities and Ghana as a whole.
This is an opportunity to celebrate the award winners for the successful completion of the Gold Award program. In the last year and a half, you have dedicated your time to developing your talents, abilities, and your skills. You have demonstrated a love for your communities through voluntary and selfless service. You challenge yourselves, improving your physical fitness, 8 kilometers up Ebri, 28 kilometers in the Papim Ridge. You also improved your perseverance, therefore developing a healthy lifestyle, cultivating a spirit of adventure. I'm happy to know that each of you undertook social project for the purpose of developing your community. You have lived and worked with others. You have broadened your experience, outlook, and I'm happy that you have acquired knowledge and skills that are useful for your personal development. Royal Highness, there can be no dispute about the need for formal education in the pursuit of academic knowledge and life skills.
The visiting Earl of Essex, Prince Edward, was happy with the zeal exhibited by the awardees, having gone through thick and thin to achieve the gold award.
Young people currently today striving to achieve their bronze, silver and gold awards. And that's a long way since the awards was started by my father in 1956. So that's 60 years. But it's very, very exciting. And we're in a period of immense improvement and development worldwide. It seems extraordinary, but over the last 10 years, about 4 million young people have embarked on their award journeys, and about 2 million have achieved awards. And I reckon that over the next 10 years, we're going to double that number. That is where this award program is going worldwide. It is very, very exciting, and you're a part of that excitement, and you're a part of driving that in the future. So I hope the award has made a bit of a difference to your lives, and I hope that you're going to go on and make a difference to lots of other young people's lives as well out there in the communities. And Ghana is very much an active part of that award international family, and what it's doing is really exciting. Their own plans to really expand the reach of the award in Ghana is, and of course the Head of State Award will be celebrating its 50th anniversary next year. So lots to look forward to. And then the year after that, it's going to be hosting the International Award Forum. So that's when that whole award family gathers together here in Ghana. So really exciting times ahead. And you're going to be very much a part of that. And I hope that it'll be your stories that'll be front and the center of that. But today, this is your day. And I hope that you feel very proud of what you've done.